Well, the leadership instability of Federal Labor has played out in a way that few of us have been able to miss in recent days. And as we've just been discussing, the failed leadership spill has today resulted in a significant reshuffle of the ALP's front bench. National Vice President of the Labor Party, Jane Garrett, has renewed her calls for reform within the party to give grassroots members more say in the party's operations. So has the ALP's neglect of rank-and-file members contributed to the recent political instability? Tim Bennett reports.
It is now very clear indeed that I have the confidence of my colleagues to lead the Labor Party and to remain as Prime Minister. It is also clear that Kevin Rudd has appropriately acknowledged he will never lead the Labor Party again. In these circumstances, the leadership contest that has been within Labor is over.
The Prime Minister there, speaking about the events of last week. In case you were living under a very large rock, Thursday saw the last in a line of attempted leadership challenges. But after the spill was all mopped up, all that occurred was a reshuffle of the cabinet, demoting 8 so-called Kevin Rudd supporters, including Chris Bowen and Simon Crean, to the backbenches. But there's some new faces on the Labor front bench today, including Don Farrell with the Science and Research portfolio, Gary Gray as the Minister for Resources and Energy, Tourism and Small Business, and Jason Clare joining Cabinet as a full member with the portfolios for Home Affairs, Justice and Cabinet Security. Labor has had a hard time recently with regards to leadership and policy stability, but where has it all come from? Well, this morning, the ALP Federal Vice President, Jane Garrett, who's also the Victorian State Parliament member for Brunswick, has called for reform within the party to give grassroots members more say.
We've had a range of reviews into the party, its structures, the involvement of its members. Most recently, early last year, with the Brax Carr Faulkner review, which recommended a range of changes. A lot of them geared towards gaining further grassroots participation in the party, recognising members' role in the party, giving members a greater say.
So is there a disassociation with the ALP and their party members? Jane Garrett says not necessarily.
It's not a fundamental disconnection. I mean, that the members have a very active role and they are the party, really. But I do think that there is definitely not enough of a role or not enough of recognition for them.
Ex-Labor Party MP, Labor historian and author Rodney Cavalier feels that there is a lack of involvement with grassroots members.
What's happened is that the party has shed any pretense of being a democratic organisation and has become a leadership-oriented body. It really follows the principle of the Godhead. Whatever the leader says is right.
So, has the Labor Party's move away from grassroots politics caused this instability in the House? Jane Garrett.
I certainly believe that some of the issues that we are experiencing as a party do relate to the way the structures of the party have evolved and the manner in which power is concentrated in the party. And I think that that needs to be challenged and changed.
But what can Labor do to reclaim their legitimacy? Rodney Cavalier has a pretty simple idea.
The membership have to take the party back. But this is not going to happen because it will mean the end of the careers of almost every Commonwealth senator and certainly every member of the National Executive. It would mean a very different complexion in the House of Representatives and in lower houses across Australia.
Jane Garrett admits that the party is having trouble, but that the ALP is heading in the right direction.
We've obviously got a number of challenges, but I think there's been call for reform across many people within the parliamentary party. And while it's not the panacea, it is vital that parliamentary representatives are accountable and relate to and understand the views of the membership.
But what if the ALP can't get their act together and they continue to become further and further disconnected with their grassroots members? Do they even have a future?
There is a credible argument to be put forward that there's actually no now. The leadership of the party and those who market it have preferred to refer to Labor as a brand. Labor is a crusade, a mission or a project. You never hear that term. If Labor is a brand, then it is nothing.
Ex-Labor MP and author Rodney Cavalier ending that report from Tim Bennett.